Blog Talk Radio.
Big Dreams Radio. Big Dreams, Life After Massive Weight Loss, is a lifestyle realization TV show about people who have already conquered morbid obesity. Big Dreams challenges people from all walks of life who have already lost massive amounts of weight to identify and pursue their other big dreams with all the joys and struggles that it brings. No matter where you are on your own personal journey, Big Dreams offers hope, knowledge, and power to banish weight struggles, dream big, and attain their fullest potentials and become who you were meant to be, to quote Miss Oprah Winfrey. The radio show is a chance to interact with experts, share your stories, and create your own big dreams. Disclaimer, we are not doctors or experts in the field of nutrition or exercise. We cannot offer advice. What we do offer are inspirational stories of people sharing how they were able to accomplish their own weight loss goals, healthy lifestyles, and dream big. Join me, Steve Sir Drop-A-Lot Nicander, who has lost nearly 400 pounds myself through nutrition and fitness. My big dream is to inspire those, motivate, and encourage them to be the best they can be. Welcome.
Hello, and good evening. It looks like I'm on the air about half hour later, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make it for the show tonight, but here I am. And good evening, good evening, good evening. Anyway, I just wanted to, I originally had wanted to start at 9 p.m., but it looks like we're going on live around 9:30 p.m. So I'm posting to my Facebook as I'm speaking, so I'm going to share this so that people can actually go and check it out. I don't know if anybody's actually listening now, and like I said, I was going to actually talk about Jackie Chan tonight. Now, I'm just posting to my Facebook. Okay, hopefully that did go to my Facebook. If anybody wants to call in, feel free. I will post the telephone number once again. It's toll-free, 877-907-7217. This is the Shelley Nunchuck Show, talking about dreams, love, life, whatever inspires you, whatever makes you feel alive. And tonight, I want to talk about two things. First up, I just got back from horse riding lesson for a film called Falcare. And the mastermind behind the whole shabam is Ahura Zakor Deliza. And we're up here in Maine. And we're really preparing big time for this film. It may be only an indie film, but the greatest thing is that most of the actors, well, I think all of us, we're training and doing our own fights and our own stunts. And let me say, it's going to take a lot of work, and we have to do a lot of intensive training. And just from the second horseback riding lesson, I'm already starting to feel it. I mean, I've been trying to work out more and more, but I can feel that I'm a little tired. I didn't think I was going to be able to do the show tonight. I thought I was going to be zonked out. But here I am, 9:30, up past my bedtime. Anyway, I do enjoy talking, so I can talk and talk and talk if anybody wants to call in, talk about what inspires them, if they have any dreams, whatever it may be. Call in and we can talk about it. So, anyway, the horse that I got to ride, I was kind of surprised. It's actually the horse Thunder, which is actually what Ahura Z is actually going to be riding in the film. And the horse is really huge, but I actually think I handled it pretty well for my second horse riding lesson. And let me say, I haven't been on a horse for about 15 years. And to learn how to, you know, gallop and trot, you know, they make it look so easy in the movies, but actually, you know, getting on a horse and doing those things, I guess you got to have a little bit of a balance, and you're bouncing up and down on the horse's saddle, and the way they described how you have to do a trot is the way you do the scoop with your butt. It's just with your but a certain way on the saddle, and you know you're bouncing up and down, and it's really kind of interesting because, you know, I mean, originally I'm from Boston, right? I mean, I have roots in Montana. I've been around horses, but to actually be able to do something like this in a film, you know, coming from Boston. I mean, not that it's impossible or anything, but here I am, 41 years of age. I never thought about even 7 years ago that I'd be doing anything like this. And it's very interesting. Oh, this isn't impossible, and I'm 41 years old. So if anybody's younger than me and you have somebody, you know, some big dream, you can do it. You can do it. I mean, it's not impossible. And, I mean, people will say to your face that you can't do something. And I just don't believe that. If you have the will and the skill and you have the guts to put yourself in a position for a film, you can actually do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You just get off your butt and you do it. That's all you have to do. And if you have a dream and you want to call in, again, guest call in. I mean, there's a regular other number, 347-989-1473, but if anybody's international, you can call 877-907-7217. And you can talk about your dream or, you know, what inspires you. And speaking of inspiration, yes, I promise, like I said, I was going to talk about Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan, he's been my idol since I was a little girl. Like I said, I kept it quiet for many, many years because, you know, thinking, okay, I was born here in America, and I don't think a lot of people in my neighborhood, not as far as I know, was really into the things that I was really into, so I kept it quiet to myself. And like I said, the other show, I actually, the first time I seen Jackie Chan was in one of the cannonball runs from the Neighborhood Boys. And we actually, we were the nerds and the freaks and the geeks. And there's nothing ashamed of saying that you're a nerd or a freak or a geek, because sometimes when you grow up as an adult, you become these great human beings. And you just want, as a kid, whatever goes on, if you have bullies and such or whatever throughout your life, that shouldn't make you a horrible person as you're an adult. That should make you a better person, knowing that you went through those things, but you came out stronger. And whatever you go through your whole entire life, whether family mistreats you, friends that you thought were friends, relationships where they can turn really sour, where people can be a certain way, but then when you get involved in a relationship, it becomes sour. And I think a couple of times in a couple of my relationships, it totally stunted my growth. So I just had to get out of them, get away, and realizing it was a blessing that it didn't make me stronger. So I was very happy to where I am standing, and I'm still standing, still here, and able to do the things that I've wanted to do. And I know I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky that I'm being handed these things. And I know not a lot of people at my age, at 41 or even younger, are getting to do the opportunities that I'm doing. I mean, hey, 41, riding a horse, getting to do it in a film, and we're going to be in full costume, you know, with armor on our costume. We're going to be full galloping and, you know, doing a film like this. It's taken a tremendous amount of work. Lahore is actually designing the costumes themselves. I mean, people are working on the very, you know, the tiniest little detail to make this indie film really great, and it does take a lot of hard work. Now, you're going to think of a drama or a chick flick or something like that. You know, that does take a lot of work. And horror films, from what I've known and worked on a set for, like, a zombie film and becoming a zombie myself, I know what it takes. You know, like George Romero, when you're working as a zombie on his film, the latex and everything, when you're preparing every single day, the latex, the blood, the gore, the guts, whatever you're going to do, if you're missing an arm, all these props and everything for zombie films, it takes a lot of work, and you're sitting there as a zombie, and you're like, yes, that's what I did in a zombie film, and I got to play in one of the horror films, if I can say this correctly, Anya, which we have actually a trailer, and I don't know whether we're actually going to get this, I don't know if it's going to be a film fest or whatever, but I will let everyone know when, you know, if it's submitted to anything or anywhere, and people will be able to watch it. It's a short film, but the detail is quite done really well, and I'm very proud of Ahura because he's come such a long way with everything he's done. And even the music himself, I mean, he's the composer, and his wife, Sonari, they actually sing together, and they harmonize quite well. And Sonari, oh my God, this woman, she's very beautiful, and she can sing like this no tomorrow. She can sing her ass off, like, I just can't even tell you, it's just, you know, her, like, opera, and you hear that voice, and she sounds like an angel. And actually, in Anna Korea, in our first film, she actually was playing, I believe, a harp. So it's like when you see her, there's a certain thing, theme, in Anna Korea. And it's really sweet, and I just look at it where Uhura is looking at Sanari, and that's not acting. He's looking at her, like, you know, gazing at her like she's so beautiful, but that's not acting. I think that's real, because that's his wife, and that's what true love is, and you can't fake that. You can see that in the film. But to get back to Jackie Chan, through my life, I kept seeing Jackie in films. I had no idea who he really was, and that's what really happens when I see people's films. I see them in films, I don't know who they are, but then find out who they are, and I'm like, I've been watching this person's work, whether you're doing films, whether it's a director or an actor. And I've been seeing this for many, many years, and I'm just sitting there going, wow, this is really amazing, I finally know who the person is. Well, over time, getting to know more and more about Jackie becoming part of the Jackie Chan fan club, the international fan club, I became part of that, and it was really kind of cool, because when I got the letter, I got my little number. I guess I'm a real Jackie Chan fan now, not that I was before or not, and I got these real pictures of Jackie Chan in the package, and I'm like, man, these pictures to me of Jackie Chan, oh my gosh, it's like winning the lottery. Pictures of Jackie that aren't real, that aren't printed off, I mean, just to have those, to me, that's like $1 million, and they're just very special to me. I don't care what anybody else thinks, but to me, receiving those pictures of Jackie, I was just like, I was so happy. It was like the best Christmas present, best birthday present. And let me just say, the one thing in the world I want to do is work with Jackie Chan. I love his films. The guy is utterly amazing. What has Jackie Chan not done? I mean, in this world, he does his own stunts. He writes. I mean, he directs, he produces. I mean, there's so many things that Jackie's done, right? And he sings, and he does all this charity work. Every time there's a disaster around the world, Jackie Chan is there. It's like how? He's working on a set, something happens in the world, Jackie Chan is there. He brings water, food. I mean, you name it, Jackie Chan is at these places, and I'm just so in awe of a human being where this guy is beyond... You know, I can't even think beyond rich, right? He wouldn't even have to do these things, but he does. So in my life, since he's inspired me, I started giving back over the years. It hasn't been a lot. I mean, little things that I've done became harder. Just little tiny things that you could do, like the Walk for Hunger, Walk for AIDS, the Asthma Foundation. I mean, little things, collecting money here and there. It's not a lot, but giving back in my own way. And every month, I try to donate a little bit of my money to something. And, you know, whether it's to animals, last month it was to an animal shelter. This is stuff that I do just to give back. Okay, maybe I don't make a lot of money, but in my way, this is how I give back. So I've been following Jackie for such a long time now. And just to see his films, let me say, I mean, if Jackie was sitting in front of me, I would say thank you, because his films inspired me so much. Anytime I felt sad, I put on a Jackie Chan film, and my frown would turn upside down. If it was something where I had a breakup or, you know, anything, if I had lost a job, I could put on a Jackie Chan film, and I could smile. My whole world would change. And, you know, when you see filmmakers work, it's kind of amazing how a film can make you feel. And I'm not really into dramas that much. I mean, why go to the movie theater and pay what nowadays it's $15 to sit and cry when actually in real life, yeah, can sit and cry for free. But, no, I mean, it's just the type of films that I like. I love, you know, I mean, I just love the action films. I'm not a big chick flick kind of girl. There's some romance movies that I like, but I like action films. I like to be entertained, and knowing that I love the Asian action films like Jackie, he's done about 100 films from, I think, 2011 was the mark of his 100th film, which was 1911. So that's kind of really, you know, numbers where they just match throughout history where they mean something. Jackie's 100th film was 1911, which by far, it's a really great, amazing film. And, yes, I did see it, subtitles and all. And let me just say, it was a remarkable film in just about China's history. And when you see something from other countries' perspective, and I don't mean like here in America, because when it's part of your history and you see it from the people from that country and you see it from their side, their stories, you see it from people that, you know, really happened to them and their families, it really has an impact. Because if you don't live in a place where something has happened, I mean, how do you know what are truths? I mean, of course, in film, sometimes things might get exaggerated a little bit, but hearing from the people, you know, from history itself, and the people that actually have gone through it and their families, and from their ancestors, talking about the stories passing down from them being there, seeing films like 1911, and also the Shaolin, that one there with Jackie, where he played a cook, where he actually, you know, he stepped down from a lead role to play a cook, and let me just say, in that film itself, when he plays a cook, I mean, it was just very heartwarming. And, of course, a lot of times Jackie Chan's characters are very heartwarming. I don't think he's really ever played a bad character. I don't remember anything him playing anything evil. He's always that, you know, that schmuck, that happy-go-lucky, where he's like, I don't want no trouble. Just wants to, you know, he just wants to have a normal life. He's just a normal guy, but he does very much amazing things. And in the one, the Shaolin Temple one, where he played a cook, there was a scene I couldn't stop laughing. He had a big walk, W-O-K, a walk. I know sometimes I talk funny, and I'm from Boston, but it's just a scene itself, and he's like smacking people around with this big, huge walk. I mean, I think I could sit in it, and he could cook me in this walk, and it's just thinking, wow, I wish I could get a walk that big, because I would use that in my film, The Dishwasher. I'm not kidding. I mean, just to pay homage to Jackie and films, where I've been so lucky, a lot of the filmmakers of the indie films that I've been part of, they've been taking what I love, which is Jackie, and somehow writing it into my characters. Or, you know, when people find out how much they like my energy, they invite me to sets and just have me on there, and somehow, some way, a little bit of Jackie comes out of me and my character. I don't know why, it just does. It just seems kind of that I'm giving these chances, so I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go with the flow and do what feels natural to me on the set. And all the time, everything comes back to Jackie Chan. No matter what type of film I've been on, I keep thinking to Jackie, what would Jackie do on a set? So it seems like when I'm on a film, whatever I do, it just seems to fit the film. No matter what type of film I've been in, it just seems to fit. And so learning, you know, studying films, and I think I've seen a lot of Jackie's films, but the thing is, Jackie's films, a lot of them have a couple of different titles, because when they're released in, you know, China and other countries, they're not always the same as here in America. So, you know, it's sometimes hard to remember the names of the films. I mean, there's a few fight scenes where I like in Rumble in the Bronx, a couple of scenes there, and seeing the stunts, seeing how, what Jackie goes through, where I know for a fact he almost died in a couple of his stunts, and I do get worried, and everybody's like, that's Jackie Chan, but to realize Jackie is a human being. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And, I mean, it's just something where I know that, and people are like, well, why do you like Jackie Chan so much? Now, if I was sitting there talking about Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Robert De Niro, it would seem like, oh, everything's fine and dandy. But because I say that I like Jackie Chan so much, it kind of seems strange. But in a way, if you really think about it, Jackie Chan's Facebook, his real Facebook, has probably about 27 million people on it. So you got to realize in the world, if there's that many people that like Jackie Chan, there's 27 million people, then come on. I'm part of this big, huge international thing where we're all the same. You know, we love Jackie. And it's more normal to really like Jackie Chan than not, in my mind. And, I mean, most of my life, people telling me that liking martial arts, liking Jackie Chan, you know, it's not normal. I know. It's kind of like, it's kind of strange, because if you really think about it, with martial arts and learning, you could learn to really kill someone. And from a fact of, when I was training in capoeira for 2 years in the dojo, the one thing that scared the hell out of me, I was in the circle, which capoeira, it's a Brazilian-African kind of, I guess the way to describe capoeira is maybe kind of like a dance. It's a disguised martial arts, and you really have to look it up in Google. It, you know, it started in Africa from the slaves and transcended into Brazil, and it's disguised as a game. So there was a couple times when I was in the dojo and, you know, beginning, realizing, I'm just doing my thing. When you're in a circle, and people around you, and there's live music where two people go in, you kneel down and you go into it with, you know, one person. I mean, sometimes a higher chord, it's not a belt, it's a higher level, will come in, you know, it can cut you and just, you know, you could go with them, or you could get cut out from a higher chord and they can go with the other person that you entered the circle with. Well, I was in circle with this one girl, and I kind of knocked the crap out of her. And it scared me. And they said, no, it's okay. And the one thing is, I don't know, like when that happened, it really scared the hell out of me. And I realized I could have the power to really hurt someone or kill someone learning in martial arts. And I did have a conscious thinking, is she hurt? And they're like, oh, no, she's okay. But she really kind of got knocked out. And I just, ever since then, I don't know why I've kind of held back. And I know I shouldn't. I know I should go full force, but because I have a conscience, it makes me realize that, you know, I have the power where if I was training more and more, I really could hurt someone. But it's really kind of strange because if you go to a dojo or you train with a teacher, you're learning to kick someone's butt legally, and it's usually it's the people you like, which is the strangest concept. You go into a place where you're learning how to fight, but it's people you know and people you like, but you're supposed to kick the shit out of each other. Okay, so it's really kind of strange to think like that, but, I mean, that's the really truth if you're really thinking about it. But learning that martial arts, it's not so much about learning how to fight. It's what's inside, and it brings your self-esteem up much higher. And it's something I've loved my whole life. So I didn't get into martial arts until I was about 36, 35, or a little bit younger. And I was in my 30s, and when I'm going there, I was very excited and very happy, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I am not going to regret anything in my life. I'm not going to look back and regret anything because this is something that I want to do. So I stepped into a dojo, which in turn gave me, you know, this greatest esteem of myself to get into acting. So really, because something really bad happened in my life at the time, and I said, you know what, I'm not gonna feel sorry for myself. Got into a dojo, which gave me the strength to get into acting, and I started meeting more and more people. So it was a blessing that I actually, you know, started doing martial arts. And, you know, I'm very lucky and blessed that at that time I trained on and off for 2 years and started getting more into cine theater and doing more films. I was quite pleased with myself meeting more and more people. But now, over the last few years, I've met the most positive people, and I've mentioned them a couple times with Charlie Hawa Andrew. Sorry, I can't pronounce names. I should learn how to say them correctly since I am hosting a show. And Ahura Zakora Deliza. And I am pretty sure I said his name right. Man, I call my big brother, my big bro, and many, many other people. And I think what is really going on, everyone's preparing me for the big dream, and that is to work with Jackie Chan. So I think making the film, Melcare, knowing working with Ahura, or a lot of people call him Z because they can't say his name correctly, so Z is just easier. Working with Z, I feel like it is preparing me for the bigger picture. And I just feel so lucky and so blessed because it is going to lead me to work with Jackie Chan. I have no doubts in my mind because I know I will work with Jackie. And the day I actually sit with him, I'm going to tell him how I actually evolved into the step of how I got to, you know, actually to meet him, how everything came together. And just knowing, I am not going to give up. People told me, yells at me, said, you know, Jackie will never talk to you. Jackie will never do this. mean, how do these people know? Jackie Chan is his own man. Jackie Chan is his own country. Jackie Chan is his own world. I mean, come on. He has his own plane. I used to thought he used to teleport. He gets to places very fast. I was like, oh, Jackie Chan has his own plane. Well, you know, maybe he has a teleport machine from, like, Star Trek or something, and he can just, like, zap there into another country or something really fast. I don't know. But he's like, everywhere. It's like that old cartoon with Bugs Bunny. I don't know if anybody knows who Bugs Bunny is, but with Bugs Bunny, there was a cartoon where they said Bugs Bunny was on first base, second base, and third base, and home. And, you know, he's a pitcher. And Bugs Bunny this, Bugs Bunny that. And it's like, to me, it's like Jackie Chan here, Jackie Chan there. Jackie Chan is everywhere. And he does so many things. And I don't know, sometimes I swear, I don't know if it's a jealousy of other people. When I'm talking about Jackie, they're like, oh, Jackie Chan, he's just a man. But it's someone who I look up to. I mean, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. And people just try to persuade me into not follow my path. I mean, if things were working for me and going right, people were like, you can't do it that way. You have to do it this way. I go, why? If everything's working for me, my life is going great, and everything's working fine, why should I have to change everything? If I'm happy, if I get up every morning and I'm happy and things are going right, I shouldn't change anything. The only thing is to make myself better. And I know when I get up, I'm like the happiest person in the world. And sometimes I swear I feel like I'm skipping because, you know, you feel like you're walking on air. I mean, that's practically how I feel because I used to have the most negative people around me. And thank God, because it's really, when you have negative people around you, it's almost like a toxin, and it's like a poison. So what you have to do is you have to get away from the poison. You have to totally get away from people that are negative and find the people who are positive, who are not stuck, who can actually teach you things, who can actually help you to experience things in your life and make you a better person. Now, if you feel, you know, if you're unhappy and you sit there and complain about things, then that means you're not happy. Your life is not fulfilled. When I sit there and I talk about certain things, like when I talk about films, it's not, you know, if I don't like a film, it isn't necessarily the person. It's just that I don't like a film. Because really, if you really think about it, if I don't know an actor, how can I say, you know, if this person's a good person or a bad person? I just don't like a film. That's another thing about me. I don't follow the crowd. I actually like what I like. You know, I mean, I can't be like among the masses and be the sheeple and, you know, I like what I like. So Jackie's just the number one person in my life that I've looked up to my whole life. And, you know, if I didn't meet him, I'm pretty sure I might start crying because I'd be so happy and maybe I wouldn't believe it was real. If I had sat next to Jackie Chan, I probably sit there going, man, this isn't real. This can't be real. Because it's been so long, and, I mean, it's my whole life. You know, 41 years of age, just having a dream, but only working on it for the past 7 years. Just having this dream where if I was still living home in Boston, I never would ever, ever be doing everything what I'm doing right now. Actually, reality, if you really think about it, I mean, half my life I've been on welfare or whatever, and I would have been sitting home right now if I didn't leave Boston. Yeah, I'd probably be in a bad relationship in the projects collecting welfare. So here I am, you know, doing what I'm doing. I have a job. I have my own place. You know, I have this nice, comfortable bed. And, you know, thinking for so many years, you know, way long time ago, thinking no one would accept me for who I am. And it kind of did freak guys out that I liked martial arts stuff. You wouldn't think it, but, you know, people would say, well, why don't you go after a guy that's, you know, into your martial arts, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, because when you go to a dojo, you go there to train, not to date. Like with anything, you go to a film set, you're working on a film set, you go there to work and act. Not to date. So, you know, it's kind of like funny. I mean, of course, there's someone that has my heart. I work with very much a lot of a lot of men, but, you know, as of right now, I do have someone who, you know, that has my heart. That's all I'm going to say, but believe me, when you finally find yourself and you're happy, it really is true. God will bring people into your life. And, you know, it's also very true, you get what you settle for. So I am just never going to settle in my life. I just never wanted to do that, and it is paying off because I became much smarter. I didn't want to be stupid around anybody. I didn't want to be around stupid people. I wanted to be around some of the most educated people in the world. And when someone has a brain, that's one of the most sexiest things that you could actually have, a thinker. Now, you could be the most cut-up guy in the world, but if you have a rotten personality or anything like that, that's a turnoff. So to get back to Jackie, you know, it just seems like reading his book, learning about his life, just knowing the things that he went through, and I know he went out through hell when he was younger. He was always hungry. He was always poor. And when he lived in that drama theater academy, and I heard he got beatings, when he didn't do a flip, when he didn't do anything, what he was supposed to do, he used to get beatings. Now, that nowadays would be called probably child abuse. But what happened is parents had to sign him into this, you know, this place because they were poor. Not that his parents were mean or anything, it's just for the situation. So I really think he tried to make the best of what he could. So in his life, really, he found other brothers, and I hope I say their names right. One was Yun Bao and Samuel Hung, two of his brothers. And, you know, throughout his life, even after he left the Drama Academy, he made films with Yun Bao and Samuel Hung, you know, his brothers, doing those films together, and they had quite a few films together. It's kind of amazing because in my life, I had asked, I said, God, can you please send me a brother? I want brothers like Jackie Chan. So God listened to me. And I just want to say something right now. I might talk about God, but I would never push what I believe onto others. So just because I said about God, don't think I'm like, you know, condemn anybody in this world if anybody believes anything different than me. I'm not like that. But I had asked God, I said, God, can you send me a big brother like Jackie? And he did. That's when Uhura came into my life. And let me just say, Uhura really believed in me. And I think that's what Samuel helped Jackie out a few times, because when I read Jackie's book and he asked Samuel for help, he had to swallow his pride. You know, I think Samuel helped him get back on his feet. So Uhura has helped me quite a few times and with so many things, but Uhura also believed in me. And I think I have someone's on the line here, I think.
Nunchucks, a great show. Hello?
Charles. Hello? Who's this?
Hi. Hi, yeah, my name is Cherry.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, yeah, just calling to wish Shelly Nunchucks good luck.
Thank you so much. What was your name?
Cherry.
Chemi, oh,
Chemi
thank
Whitlow.
You so much. Yeah. Chemi! Chemi,
yes.
It's Shelly. Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, my Lord, girl.
Well, that's awesome to hear you.
Thank you so much. So I guess I'm really on the air, right? Because I can't hear myself. I just broadcast and that's it.
Oh, okay. Okay,
wow,
now I saw the number on Facebook, so I said, let me call in, wish you luck, hope the show goes well.
Thank you so much, and you know something, I'm so happy that you called in, because we've been talking for so many years on the internet, and I'm like, here you are, I'm like, woo, it's a party now.
Okay.
So what have you been up to, girl?
I got to get ready to go to work, so.
you work? Oh, you work nights. It's 10 p.m. right now.
Yeah, no, I work at 4 a.m. WBZ, so.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you do a show, too?
No, no, I'm a news writer.
Well, that's still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's work. I mean, if you really think about it, when we get to do stuff that we want to do, that's a blessing.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm like, I keep hoping because you've always been one of the people that I've always wanted to work with on a set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really hope that does,
Yeah, that'd be cool, you know.
Yeah, because I keep seeing...
I'm following your stuff and with a horror and all that, so that looks like fun.
Thank you. We just got back from a horseback riding lesson. We just got back from riding horses for the film, and it's like, wow. And I'm like, I have to go and do the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I'm back on felt care. I'm back on set tomorrow morning. I have to be there at 8:30, so it's kind of like, you know, do that. But, yeah, so I'm exhausted.
I know you are.
Yeah, but again, it's like when you really love what you're doing, you will work harder than anything.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be having the show. Maybe I can have you. I have the show for a whole year, so maybe I can have you on the show sometime if your schedule permits.
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
All right, that sounds
good. That sounds
good.
Like a good idea. Yeah.
You know, and well, any other future plans for yourself in acting or anything coming up?
No, nothing coming up. I've just been doing background work, so.
Hey, that's still something.
Yeah, I've just been doing background work and standing work, so I haven't had anything major come up lately, so.
Well,
that's
you
cool.
Never
all
can
in
tell.
All in good time, you know? Yeah, all in good time because, you know, when this business, the work just pops up on you.
Yeah, everything all
you know,
at once.
Like, yeah, oh, that's right, all at once. It comes all, you're like today, oh, I got nothing planned, and tomorrow I got 3 auditions and maybe a role or something, 2 roles offered to me or something, you don't know.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Right. Anyway, I got to go to bed now, but I said, let me call in before I go. Wish you good luck. And
Thank
I'm glad
you.
You're doing this.
Thank you so
you know?
Much. I am. If it wasn't for Charlie, I mean, you know, Charlie Ella Andrew, she's
actually at
a pageant right now. She's actually, you know, I'm affiliated with her, and I'm like, because I asked for a bigger voice, and God listens, and here I am.
Okay, well, amen. God did listen. Yep. Hey, that's progress, girl. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and you make sure you get some good sleep before you go back to work.
Okay, you too now.
All right.
And
we'll
I'll see
talking.
You online, okay? Okay.
Of course, Facebook me, baby.
Okay, good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Chemi, and it's kind of amazing that Chemi and I have been talking on the, or Chemi, I pronounced names wrong, so forgive me. I do have that Boston accent. I will try my best to pronounce people's names, but it's kind of amazing. Over the past 7 years, I've met people online who have been in the same circles myself as in acting when I was back in Boston, and I've kept in contact with people. And it's really nice. And like Chemi, she just called in, and that was a nice surprise because Chemi is actually one of the ladies that I would love to work with. I mean, there are people that I do want to work with, and I've had so many opportunities and invitations and events that I've been invited to, but because I've been up here in Maine doing what I have to do, and I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish Falk here, and I'm going to finish my film, The Dishwasher, which I will let people know if they're listening to my show right now. I'll let them know when we're going to film, and it should just take a couple of days. We're going to have a rehearsal for a fight scene. So I'm doing many things. I'm constantly busy. I don't even know how I'm awake right now because I'd be going to bed because I have to be back on set tomorrow for Falk here at 8:30 in the morning, which isn't too bad. I mean, usually, you know, on sets, people will like there at 4 to get in wardrobe. So, you know, I mean, that's the difference. Sometimes you could have to do it at night and you might have to go to work during the day. So when you actually have to do something, you know, it's sometimes a 12-hour to 14-hour shoot. Someone else is calling and let's see who this is. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Shelley, it's Dale Appel. Wishing you good luck with the new show for you.
Oh, thank you, Dale. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Actually. I just recently did a commercial. Actually, I was up in Portland for a day.
Really? Wow. I mean, that's, like, so cool. I mean, the last time, what did I see you at an event? When was the last time that I actually seen you?
I think when you had the premiere of the movie that you did with Justin Fielding.
Okay, with Inventory. Oh,
with
okay.
Inventory.
Yeah, that was
I think that might have been the last time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you...
Yeah, I think that was the last time because I've been up here for quite a few years now, but I think I drove back down to Boston.
I know
and
I saw
was
you
able...
over at the Regent.
Oh, yes, that's right, because it played in a couple of places, and I think I was able to meet, able to go down to the Regent, and I think that's the last time I saw some of my Boston peeps, like you and a couple other people, because I haven't been back to Boston. I think that was the last time I was back in Boston.
Yeah, that was the last time I can remember, but I want to congratulate you for...
Thank you.
...for having, you
I
know,
appreciate
having
that.
This time on... taking over while Charlie's away, and two very nice ladies. I wish both of you a lot of success in all your endeavors, as you know.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, never can tell. I tell people, even though we're not working together right now, you never know in the future
in
I could possibly work with
never
you.
Know.
Yep, that's true.
You know, I know Shemi, I know you, and I don't know if I've ever worked with either one of you in all these years. Not
no,
in anything
not
where
yet.
We've all had real roles.
Yeah, well, no, I'm getting there. I'm starting to get more roles now. It's being persistent and not giving up.
I know. That's exactly what it is. Persistence and talent and honing your skills, and that's when you don't have work, finding other actors to do things with to keep your skills sharp.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, whether it's, you know, whatever you can do. And when you're working on sets, when it's downtime, I always ask, can I do this? Can I do that? And you watch what the director does, the people that do the lighting. I mean, everything you can learn on set, you know, hands-on experience. I mean, don't get in the way, but it's kind of like, look at what this person's doing and that person. And you just end up networking with people like we've networked and talked with each other, and we've stayed in contact on the internet.
Exactly. And we also, some actors have gotten together and started little subgroups of actors coaching other actors who, when the money's tight and they can't afford the paid lessons, to coach each other to keep our skills up. And if anybody out there in the audience is listening, if you live or anywhere near the greater Brockton area, there is going to be a film screening festival on August 11th at Joe Angelo's Cafe. It's going to be a bunch of local artists' short films. There's no fee to come to it, although it is going to be, you know, pay whatever you order for food and drinks out of your own pocket, but no fee to attend. And come support a bunch of local artists and network.
Oh, wow. That's really good. You should post it on my Facebook page, so that
I
can repost it on that weekend.
I've kind of put it all over Facebook, but I will put it on your page, too. Thanks.
Yeah, because I'll just spread it around. I mean, sometimes, you know, I try to do that, but, you know, like, sometimes so many people get carried away with things that you have no idea about certain things. So
no,
I actually have on my Facebook.
It's just too, we're
yeah.
lucky there's a lot to offer in our greater New England area. There's a lot happening down in, like, Providence, Pawtucket area. There's a lot happening in greater Boston. We're lucky to be in New England.
Yeah, it's really amazing because you do meet great people like yourself, Gail, and you never forget them no matter where you go in the world.
No, we'll always remember the people who supported us before we knew how good we were ourselves.
Yeah, that's exactly true. It's amazing how when you just start out and then you just keep expanding. That's what you're going to do. You keep growing and learning. And
like growing?
You never forget. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I agree with you. We have to keep growing and learning or we're not going to do anything but stagnate.
Yeah. And I'll never forget where I come from. I come from Boston and, you know, the day that big dream comes true, you know, me working with Jackie, it'll happen.
Well, I hope it does because I know how important that dream of working with Jackie is to you, or at least that he at some point acknowledges your work.
Yeah, I think you will. I mean, the film that I'm doing, The Dishwasher, I'm pretty sure that, you know, I'll get that to him. There's no ifs, and buts in my mind, and, you know, one way or another, I'll be working with Jackie.
Exactly. When you get it done, you can send him a demo copy.
Yeah, I'm just hoping, besides sending it to him, I want to hand it to him in person. That's what I'm like. I want to hand it to him. I just don't want to send it to him. When that film's done, I want to hand it to him in person.
Oh, I hope it really happens because you rock. And I should let you go so your next caller can get through.
Well, I do appreciate you calling in, Dale. You know, and I should be on the air for a whole year. I just believe it was Wednesdays, but Charlie's down at a pageant right now. So I've been trying to learn how to run the studio, and it keeps saying my show's on at 9 o'clock. So I'm trying to fill something until I get a hold of Charlie. Just try to fill in as best as I can, and that's what I'm doing for.
You're doing fine. Don't worry. Relax.
Okay, thank
you. You're doing
fine,
girl.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Best of wishes.
Well, you have a good
night. Another success for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Well, that was another one of my actor friends, Dale, and we've kept in contact on the internet for so many years, and this is what it is when you first get into acting. You have no idea what you're doing. You can go to a film set, and basically, when you're on a film set on downtime, and you're an extra. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they think, "Oh no, I can't act." Okay, maybe you can't act just yet. You can get on a film set as an extra. You're just walking in the background. It's just walking in the background. No big whoop. But the thing is, working on a set, you could be working 12 to 14 hours a day, and you're doing the same thing back and forth. So to work as an extra on a set, believe it or not, more and more sets as an extra, you actually get a paycheck. Yes, you rarely get a paycheck, even as non-union. And a lot of people I know do a lot of extra work, and they really like it. So you can start from there. Another good thing is working on sets, like with Chemi and Dale, you know, even going through the community, maybe meeting people at events, you just network. And you keep in contact with these people over so many years. And it's really kind of interesting, you know, even if you never meet someone, you might hear, like, you know, talking tonight on the radio show or, you know, through Facebook. Or you can Skype. And just having those connections. And another thing that can happen is you having a connection with so many people, they remember who you are. They might tell you about an audition. So what I try to do, even though I haven't been able to get back to Boston to do films and such, I try to post on my Facebook wall, hey, Pete, here's some, you know, auditions. I can't make it, but good luck. And I know in acting, in films, you know, TV and everything, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Now, you know, I'm not a selfish person. Of course, the one thing I want to do is work with Jackie. You know, I have my hands full as it is doing many different things. So, you know, I am going to tell someone about an audition. Why keep it to myself? Why be greedy when if I can't do something, here, give someone else an opportunity? Because I know for a fact, you know, a lot of people really are in the acting business for themselves. And I've just seen it on sets. I just mind my business, and I go to work. I'm reliable. I show up on sets. I'm not drunk. I don't do drugs. When I go to a film set, it's not to date. I go to interact, and yes, I talk with a lot of men, but going to a set, like I said, I've seen things, and I just figure I want to be known as someone reliable. someone, you know, that can handle himself on a set. And so I don't do the kissing scene. I don't do the nudity scene. Now, to each their own, but what I would do is make up in other ways. Now, if I had a chance to go jump off a building and do other things, I would do that. Of course, you got to plan for those things. I mean, you don't just go out and do those things. You plan for it. You don't be some stupid head and just say, oh, I'm going to do this and that. You got to plan. Even fight scenes, even a small five-minute fight scene, you have to plan. Everything is planned. And believe it or not, years ago when I seen even those B-rated films that are action films, these cheesy martial art films, to realize it takes a lot of work to do stunts and fights. I am not kidding. Like, people, you don't understand. People that don't like action films, I'm telling you, they're like, oh, those films are stupid. Do you know what these actors that do stunts and fight scenes, or the stuntmen that you don't really get, they don't get real recognition for, when they're doing stunts for the actors, they're putting their life on the line so they make those actors look good, those big-named actors, those stuntmen that have been doing these things for years, they're like in the background, like a shadow. Now, maybe that's something they like to do, but for myself, I try to learn the names, and I try to, like, recognize those people. And sometimes I can pick them out in films, but it's so fast that, you know, it's kind of amazing that you could ever really know what films they do, unless you're like me, where you check everything out, where when you're looking at the credits, and let me say, when before I started getting into acting on sets, I never looked at the credits. Now, as I started getting into more and more film sets, I look at everything. I don't look at a film the same way as I used to, because now it's like working on sets, I look for continuity. I look at these little tiny things. I am not kidding. And it's just a whole different world when you start becoming involved and becoming part of films. You look to see, do they have the same shirt on? I mean, all these little tiny things, even where a person stands or anything, if people are sitting at a table and there's like a bowl of fruit in front of them and they do different angle shots and all of a sudden that bowl of fruit is not there and they go back to a different angle and then it is. Like little tiny like things like that I seem to notice because, you know, you become part of a film set and working on a film and you do notice these things. And I got to laugh because there was one film I couldn't even watch the film. I think I was with a friend, my friend Tina. We were watching a film. It was, I'm trying to think of that film, The Happening or something. It was M. Night Shyamalan. It was a Mark Wahlberg film. I didn't even watch the film because the boom mic was in this, on the top of the screen. And I'm looking, but what is that? They left the boom mic through the whole entire film. So every time it ended up showing, I'm looking at my friend Tina. That's the boom mic. And we just couldn't stop laughing through the whole film. So things like that, I seem to catch on. And just to notice little tiny things like that. I mean, I try not to ruin things for other people, but it's a whole other world when you're not just watching a film anymore, when you're actually on set. And I just try to be aware of everything that's going on set. I want to be like this, I don't know if the correct term, maybe like a tiger on set. Just watch everything and be aware. Even the props, how they place everything, you know, how people dress, what's the scene about, you know, see where the actors stand, try to watch the director, what they're doing. I mean, little tiny things, you know, the expressions on the actor's face. I mean, everything, the style of hair, makeup, you know, see where, you know, the grip boys, grip girls, I mean, anything on set, I try to study. So all this stuff that I'm trying to learn, hands-on experience, I don't think I could possibly learn in the classroom. You know, maybe they can teach you in a classroom certain things, but I personally believe, like with any job, you go to college,
But really, when it comes down to it, you have to get the experience by working in that field. So I do believe in acting. You really have to get the experience working on sets. And right now, I have my hands full so much right now, and people, they try to give me advice, and I really do believe people, you know, they have good intentions. But once again, you know, I'm very busy working on so many things right now. I really don't have the time to get a headshot or pay the money for it because people spend all this money, this and that. I'm doing so many films right now. I don't have the time to really go on out for extra auditions. My plate is full, and people still want to give me these, you know, like I said, good intentions and, you know, to help me out. But once again, if something is not broke, I shouldn't have to fix it. You know, the headshot I have is just fine because I went back to Doc here, and that's what I look like. You know, that's my headshot looks like how I show up is what I really look like. So right now, that's fine for me. Maybe 10 years down the road where, you know, I might change, you know, facial features because I'm going to be 50 years old, but I look the same. You know, I'm 41 years old, and I still look the same as the picture. So right now, I can't afford to go out and get these professional pitches done. Give me the money, I'll make the films. You give me millions of dollars, I'll get the talent. You know, I could get the writers. I know people that are directors. I know tons of filmmakers, and they have so much talent. Actors. I know models. I mean, you're telling me you don't give me a couple million dollars, I couldn't make a great film. I know so many different type of people that, you know, different backgrounds, races, women, men, kids, animals. You give me the money, I can make the film. You know, and even with just $1 million, the talent that I could bring in to pay these people so, you know, that they can pay their bills, believe me, I could make a really decent film and an action film. I mean, the film that I'm doing now, it's a $500 budget film, my film, The Dishwasher, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan to thank him for all the happiness he's given me in my life. My film, The Dishwasher, I will get it to Jackie Chan, and I will hand it to him. There's no ifs, and buts, but I'm going to do it the right way. And everybody's like, says over the past year, well, not everybody, some people is like, if you know so much about Jackie Chan, why don't you go to his house or to his office? That's not the right way to do things. That's someone who's a stalker or a fan. I mean, I'm a fan, but I'm going to do everything the right way. I'm going to build up a bigger reputation of being hardworking on a set. You know, I get up, I do my thing. I'm very respectful on set. Anybody that's worked with me on set, they can tell you that. I'm very reliable. When I'm working on set, I'm there. Even the companies that I grew closer to, Bill McLean, who's one of my girls, every time we're on a film set, oh, my Lord, the chemistry. One of my bros, Bill McLean, it's just one of those things. Just one of those things. We have this chemistry where we kid around like we're brother and sister. Another big brother, yeah. He's a, how can I say about Bill Freight Train McLean? Let's see. He's just that lovable guy. And I think he's just played a couple of these roles where he plays schmucks. But it's like you look at him, he's just a lovable type of guy who plays these characters. And I just wanted to give a shout out. He's doing now a big film in Maine here, and it's getting a lot of attention. It's a zombie film. And I'm very proud of him. If he was happening to listening to my show, I want to say, Bill, I'm very proud of you and everybody that's working on this film. I'm sorry that I couldn't be part of it. I'm doing so many things. But, you know, in the future, maybe I can work with you. But Bill McLean up here in Maine, I'm very proud of you and everything that you're doing. And it was a pleasure to work with you a couple of times. And I was very honored to be part of the film School of the Garuda. So everything that I'm doing, it's going to come together. You know, everything that comes together is for a reason. Everybody that's come into my life that I've connected with, it really is for the bigger picture. And everything is preparing for me to work with Jackie Chan. And I just want to say, all the filmmakers out there, the ones that I just speak to on Facebook, the actors, the directors, the stuntmen, people in different, you know, out there in Hollywood, people, you know, in different countries, and all the martial arts instructors and the masters and the teachers, everybody that's so far advanced, I want to say thank you. All of you that have been kind to me these past 7 years, watching your work, you've all given me inspiration for so many years. You would not believe by watching your films what your films have done for me. Whatever type of films, it could be a comedy or whatever it is, or, I mean, anything like that. What all of you have done is given me hope for my dream. So when I've talked with you on the internet, made a connection with you, just had that few minutes, you know, of contact with you, because I know everybody has a busy schedule, I want to say thank you. You've been kind to me, and that's helped me so much, even with the hi or how you're doing, you know, and you people have been doing it for so many years. And you stuntmen that have been doing it for so many years, that have been kind to me, thank you. And just remember that little kindness has gone so far and helped inspire me to start making my own films. And to be at the age I am at 41, where some people think their life is either at a standstill or they're on unhappy marriages or whatever it is, or they're in the middle of getting divorced, you filmmakers directed something, like I said, looking at yourself for so many years since I was a kid, has given me inspiration for my big picture, and that is to work with Jackie Chan. So I want to say thank you all from the bottom of my heart. It's meant the world to me that you've taken the time out of your life to talk with me either on the phone, Facebook, whatever it is on the internet, Skype, video chat, you know, so many different things. Thank you very much. And the day I stand next to Jackie Chan and I work with him, just think, you all had a little part of helping me to get to my dream. So when I work with Jackie Chan, I hope all of you guys, all you men and women out there, all you filmmakers, you actors, or anybody in Hollywood, in different places around the world, just think, the little kindness you show me is helping to give me strength to continue with my dreams in the past 7 years, because every time I see your film, when I'm watching on Netflix, or I'm sitting in that movie theater watching your stuff, you've made me happy. You've changed my life in ways you never would have dreamed. And, you know, don't be surprised if you see one of my films on the big screen. Yes, I do say that. I don't expect to be a superstar or, you know, a billion-dollar heir. But I know I have the heart, and I have the strength. I have the mind. I have the goal. I have the ambition. Nothing can stop me. No one's got me tied to a chair or anything like that. Because I always say, you know, why can't you do your dream? You know why people can't do the dreams? Because they said they can't. And I can do my dream. I just want to do that one thing in my life, and that is to work with Jackie Chan, the one man in the world that has inspired me. And I'm never going to stop. I'm going to believe in myself until the day I die. And the good thing is, I have people surrounding me who believe in me. And I don't even have to thank God for that. I am blessed and I'm lucky. And more people will come in my life and they're supporting me. And look at now. I'm doing a radio show. It's on the internet. Anyone in the whole world could be listening to this. I mean, I didn't have this a couple years ago. I'm just very thankful. And, you know, what more can I ask for? Yes, every day. Work with Jackie Chan, always on my mind. I might not talk it as much, you know, as much as when, you know, a couple years ago, but it's still there. It's in my heart. And when something's in your heart, whatever it may be, a dream and stuff, that never dies. And believe me, the people that have given up on their dreams, they regret it. They really do. They might not talk about it, but they regret it. And they'll die, take that to their grave, regretting something they wish they did that they never did. At least here I'm trying, and I can look back in my life and say that I tried. So I have nothing in my life to regret because I get to get up every single day. I'm not in a bad relationship. I have a job, a roof over my head. You know, and more things are coming to me, so I am blessed. And, you know, I will work with Jackie. I'll work with Jackie Chan. And you can remember you saying that you heard me say it live on the air. And I've been talking it for so many years for the past, now it's 7 years. And maybe 7 is a good number. I know in Asian culture, I think the odd numbers are a good thing. I mean, 2012, Year of the Dragon, which is kind of great for new things, you know, many different things, making films this year. But believe me, I cannot wait to see Shiny Zodiac, December 12, 2012. I am definitely going to see Jackie Chan's Chinese Zodiac. I'm so psyched. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see Chinese Zodiac with Jackie Chan. And, you know, I mean, there's a couple other things that I want to see with Jackie. And even after I stop broadcasting here, I'm going to put on a Jackie Chan film. Okay? And, you know, I think even before I even go to film sets, I always got on something Jackie Chan either playing on YouTube with music and stuff because it's inspiration before I go do the self-care. Even before when I went to a horseback riding lesson today, I had on Jackie Chan. I'm not kidding. I had a video of on YouTube, and it's Kung Fu Fighting, and they're showing many different things with Jackie Chan in it. So Jackie Chan is a big inspiration, and who knows? Maybe some time down the line, maybe I can get Jackie Chan on the air. Yeah, I know. It's a big thing to think about, but just think about it. People can call in from anywhere around the world. Well, I am getting a little tired. I could go on and on. And I just want to say thank you to Dale and Jimmy for calling in. And just remember, if you have a dream, just try. Just get up. Walk out the door and try. If you want to make a film or whatever, all you got to do, grab a piece of paper and a pen and start writing. That's all you have to do. Then find someone who can make it out of a script, your story, like with me with the film Dishwasher. If you want to make a film, it's not impossible. It's step by step. And people have shown me step by step on what I'm supposed to do on my film, The Dishwasher. And hopefully within the next month, I'll be able to film. It's all about schedule and stuff. Like I said, I'm doing many things. And I really, really hope that before the winter, I'm going to be able to do my film. I do plan on doing it at least this summer. Anyway, I just hope everyone has a good night. And remember, dreams can come true. And yes, I will work with Jackie Chan.